Welcome to Thursday, 538. We jump into the sports conversation part of the program. And I'm going to be critical about our neighbors to the west, Minnesota. Is it possible they could have come up with a little bit more of an intimidating name than the Golden Gophers? You know what I'm saying? Really? Gophers?
It's an old classic.
I understand that. Gophers? Really? I mean, when I first heard this, I kid you not, I thought somebody was pulling my leg.
Uh-huh. Pre-Caddyshack, you wouldn't have thought this was a big deal.
I don't know. I still think the Gopher. I'm sorry. Now, for those of you that are listening that are big Golden Gopher fans, I don't mean to offend you. I don't think...
Well, they're not regular Gophers. They're Golden Gophers.
Well, that makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? And I'll be honest... As long as I'm upsetting people, when I heard the local baseball team around here, the Woodchucks, I thought you were kidding too. Like, really? Who's going to call them Woodchucks? But after going to some of the games, I'm just saying, it doesn't.
Woody's a big hit with the kids.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can understand. It just doesn't instill in me, you know, fear and and trepidation. Ooh, we're going up against the Gophers. All right. And so when we didn't do that,
there was a school in California that had the student body pick the team nickname for their athletic squads.
Yeah.
And they were a bunch of smart Alecks and stuffed the ballot box. And so now they're known as the Banana Slugs. Really?
Well, and there are minor league baseball teams that seem to be outdoing each other with who can come up with the craziest name.
I believe
we have the Iron Pigs.
Well, Iron Pig sounds pretty cool.
Play in the Eastern League somewhere.
Iron Pig. I don't know, man. That kind of makes me nervous. It's like, what kind of weird, horrible accident did the pig go through?
The whole idea of coming up with a weird name is so that you can come up with a neat logo and sell a lot of merch.
Sure. All right. Speaking of selling merchandise and making some money, let me ask you this. How much do you think the average NFL cheerleader makes?
Not a lot. And I know this. I read the story that you're going to talk about here. These people have a good suit. I mean, they're getting abused and ripped off in no uncertain terms.
You know what? You should think of cheerleading like as waitressing. For the typical waitress or waiter, you get a very, very low pay, and you get the opportunity to work for tips.
Right.
If you're a cheerleader, your pay is lousy. It's a part-time job, but you pick up extra money by making appearances on behalf of the team.
Yeah, but this group wasn't even getting paid for those.
Yeah. The Oakland Raiderettes, which is a horrible name for a group of cheerleaders, but what else are they going to call themselves? The Oakland Raiders are being sued by former and current cheerleaders, claiming wage theft and unfair employment practices. The suit was filed in Alameda County Superior Court, says that the organization withholds pay from the Raiderettes until the end of the season. They don't get a penny until the end of the season. It says also that they do not pay for all of the hours worked and forces a lot of the cheerleaders to pay for most of their own expenses in traveling and so forth. Cheerleaders on the Raiders team are paid $1,250 a season, not a month, not a game, per season. That's about $5 an hour when you factor in the time that they spend rehearsing, performing, and appearing at events for which they are not compensated.
You know what? This is one of the stupid things with the NFL.
Yeah.
Again, we're going to hear, like, during the Super Bowl that commercials cost $3 million.
Yeah, the NFL didn't see an awful lot of that.
But yet, 2 seasons ago, we'll let the product be screwed up because they don't want to pay the referees.
And
now you'll have the team that'll have this embarrassing story out there. Again, the franchise makes millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The value of Raiders T-shirts could pay these cheerleaders triple what they're paying now.
I agree.
It wouldn't hurt the team's bottom line a single bit. And yet, to be cheap, they'll have this bad publicity. We'll be making fun of the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And their deal is probably not any different than a lot of other
teams. Oh, a lot of the others. Even the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, which are probably the most famous cheerleading squad ever. They don't make a whole lot more than that.
Right. And think of all the merchandising money that the team makes off of its cheerleaders. You think the Raiders have a cheerleader calendar?
Oh, more than likely.
You think there are cheerleader posters?
Yeah.
You think like when the team does ticket hypes and fan events and whatever, of course. You think the cheerleaders are?
That's what the cheerleaders are for. They're promotional. You know, it's to draw attention to the team. It's additional attraction. $1,250 a season. I was stunned.
And not being paid for the personal appearances they show up for.
And having to wait till the end of the season to get your paycheck?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. And then you got to upfront your travel expenses and all the other stuff. No.
Sounds like a great deal.
Well, obviously, it's a stepping stone for some of them. They look at it. It's a great thing on their resume or so forth. Wow.
They could make a lot more money working at one of those 900 lines.
Oh, stop. Gee whiz. Why would you go there? That's not necessary. You don't have to do that. That's
cheerleader ladies, the men of this morning's show are on your side.
Ooh.
Maybe you could get them on the air here. And
Hey.
Bring them in for an appearance.
No, listen. Let's do this. We get a helper monkey and cheerleaders for when we go and do personal appearances.
Well, based on the pay scale, we could afford that.
We can afford cheerleaders. Come on. All right, Sherman. What's his name?
Richard Sherman. Seattle Seahawks defensive back who went off after the game the other day.
Yeah, he came out and said, hey, I'm no villain. I'm just really good at what I do. And I saw a clip of him. His apology was sincere. His apology, I think, was well thought out. And then he blew it because he went off and he said, why are people getting so upset at what I said?
He doesn't have to apologize as far as I'm concerned. He is hyped up and incredibly over the top at the end of a thrilling game.
Yeah, he's going to the Super Bowl.
You got to give someone some latitude after
that. Yeah. But, you know, he decided that to quell some of the negative publicity that was happening, came out and made a statement, made an apology, and then blew it by complaining why some of us got upset at his comments.
Well, but he's getting online stuff and tweets of a racist nature. He's being described just because some people see an African-American with cornrows and the situation, they're automatically a gangster, automatically a thug. This guy is a graduate of Stanford University. This guy is one of the more intelligent guys in the NFL. And because he looks a certain way, he's being described a certain way on social media. That would get me a bit upset as well.
Well, I think we ought to put your picture out on social media and find out, because, listen, you concern me. I think you've got Thug Life tattooed on your stomach,
you
don't you?
You think so?
I'm pretty sure. Right next to your six-pack.
Yeah. Actually, more of a 12-pack these days.
It's more like a pony cake. So there's that. I think he was right in coming out and apologizing. I think he did the right thing. But to then get upset at people who got upset at him for his outlandish comments. It's personal responsibility. You come out, even in the heat of a game like that, and I can understand, I think Chris has got a good point. Give him some latitude because it was the heat of an amazing game. If you're going to make a public statement like that, you have to accept the backlash that comes with it. You have to understand that if you come out and denigrate your opponent like he did, you're going to get some backlash.
It really, you know, in public life these days, it really doesn't matter what you say. If you say anything, there is going to be a percentage of the population that will rip you apart.
I don't think he looks like a thug, though.
That's why you see so many bland and vanilla-type interviews and statements.
Well, we went out and we gave 110%.
No one wants to say anything.
It's all about the team. Everybody did. We played really well today.
And you're going to see so much of it in the next 2 weeks. Next Tuesday, of course, is media day at the Super Bowl, where all of the non-football related reporters are led onto the field to ask inane questions of the players.
That's when we want the blizzard. Forget about the game.
Oh,
let's
no
have
kidding.
A blizzard
no
on
kidding.
Media day.
No kidding.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming right back.
So learn a big lesson last week you'd like to pass along to the fellas that are here. Let's say, fellas, you go to a strip club. And you weren't supposed to be there, right? Let's say you chose your wife or girlfriend, you were going to go paint churches or something. Don't get the stripper wearing the glitter. Yes. Seemed like a good idea at the time, what with Whitesnake playing and all. However, I went home with stripper dust. And that's a tough one to get out of. Yeah, what are you doing with all that glitter on you? Making you a card. Plus, I think everybody here should go to your local strip club and support the dancers. Because you'll find that they're all going to school. And they need money for books and stuff. So you should give them cash, because one day you can be on your hospital gurney getting ready for your double bypass, look up and go, Cinnamon? You made it. Nice job.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.